it looks like some things that take you kind of from the morning into the afternoon,
right.
Like a nice little cornhole tournament. I'm not very good at it, but it's a lot of fun to watch.
It is a lot of fun. It's been sponsored by the Yoke and
nice.
By, I can always forget it, Chicks.
There you go,
right,
Chicks Pool Hall. Yeah.
They're combining, they're across the street with each other, and they've got some amazing prizes. So, you know, if you really go for fun, or if you're really a hardcore about it, then you go be competitive and you can win some amazing prizes. So
yeah.
They'll be doing that. All along 9th Street is actually going to be pretty active that day. The Advanced Physical Therapy, they just got moved in down there. They're going to be doing an open house, so they're going to have some hot dogs and stuff going on
nice.
Late morning, early afternoon. There's going to be the Coffeyville Reawakening office is going to have information about the Coffeyville Reawakening and some games going on. So that'll be happening. Then there's going to be the downtown mall is going to be open, and there's going to be some artwork display in there.
I was looking at that. That's pretty cool.
Little mini artwork. Yeah. I always love going to look at art. So
I know. It's pretty cool. You know, places especially, I'm sure Coffeyville won't have any issue with it, but they set it up so nice, you know, nice and clean and just organized. So that's that'll be pretty cool. That's basically all morning into the afternoon, is it?
Yes.
Yeah,
that'll be going all day. And then mainly a lot of our big stuff kicks off about 11 o'clock. There is a dance group, an Indian troupe coming in, and they're going to be doing a presentation and a dance. And if you've never seen one of those, they're really amazing to see.
I mean,
they really.
Well, and again, you know, like you say, informational and educational, I think, is probably the most that you'll get out of it. We live in a region where it's so influenced around here, and I feel like some people are so uneducated.
Yeah. So that'll kind of kick things off. And then our vendors start showing up about 12 o'clock. We've got 25 vendors right now.
Nice.
We did have a couple cancellations, so I am looking for some spots to be filled. So if somebody is looking to sell some items or have a craft or show off their goods, those will be starting, like I said, at 12 o'clock downtown. KGGF is coming down to
That's
see
right.
me. I'm excited. So doing live remote, and we'll be talking about activities going on all day. And then our music starts straight up at 12 o'clock. We've got bands literally every hour on the hour. I probably put too many bands in there, but I couldn't say no. There was too many great ones, and they were amazing, and they're awesome. And we just wanted to have a good variety and just showcase what all the good talent we have in this area, especially. So.
Oh, absolutely. And I've sat down with a handful of them, just kind of previewing their music styles, kind of getting it. It's a great mix. You know, we got some rock, we got some red dirt, we've got some new country, older country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all over the place. And, you know, it'll be good variant selection.
I like to have that little variety. I mean,
yeah.
And if somebody's like, well, I don't really know their names. I mean, some of them I didn't know, but that's the power of the internet. So you get on there and you Google them, and they've got videos on YouTube, most of them.
Yeah.
You can just kind of see what their style is, and then that way you can plan your day out. Like, okay, I'm going to be down there at 12 o'clock watching this one, and then I'll come back at 4 o'clock and watch this one. And
that's always the issue, because I go to music festivals all the time, and they'll have several stage setups. So you got to map out your day, and so you can map it out like this. You go to go to the cornhole tournament at 11, and then at 1 you hit up One Lane Road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to go back and forth. But
exactly.
You make it very easy with these schedules as well, and everything. Are these available at the to print or just at the...
I've got copies at the chamber, so they can come by and just pick up a copy. It'll also be in the journal it might have been in the journal yesterday.
Yesterday? That went out?
I think, today. Today.
Today.
Sorry.
Today's the day.
Today that comes out. So it's in the journal, and then it's all over Facebook. So you just go to Facebook and you search Coffeyville 150, and it pulls up a page that talks about it. So all the bands will be on there.
Very neat.
I am telling everybody to bring your lawn chairs. We will have some limited seating, but with the crowds we're expecting, you know, bring your lawn chair.
BYOC.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly. So it looks like the bands as well, kind of getting a 1 hour stint, and then the Red Dirt Rangers, the premiere from 8 to 10. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're our big band. They've been playing for about 30 years, got a very strong following. They're a really popular band. So they're going to end the night and just have some fun with it. And so that'll be nice.
Very cool. So I was asking this question to you a couple weeks ago. The wagon tours.
Mm-hmm.
How is that wagon getting pulled around? It's not horse-drawn, is it?
No.
Or probably a tractor or something like that?
Yeah,
I would imagine.
What she said they were using, but I think it's a tractor or a vehicle of some sort.
I would imagine,
But it fits about 10 people, 10 to 12 people. And it's historical wagon tours. So they're going to be going through different parts of Coffeyville just to show our history off. And
that's perfect.
And Lou Barndollar, she's been here in Coffeyville for a long time, knows everything you could possibly want to know about Coffeyville. So she's going to be kind of leading those. And
Have you seen the wagons yet at all?
I haven't. Okay. Lisa Brookover's the one that's been getting it all set up.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was just trying to think because it was the first couple of times that I had gone down Death Alley right there. You try and squeeze a wagon in there, it'd be a perfect little tour spot, you know?
They made sure that they could fit.
Okay,
good. They've mapped out their spots, and they've made sure. This wagon tour group that's coming, they were actually down, possibly came down for Dalton Defenders Days, I'm not sure. But I know they were also down during a Boots and Barbecue we had a couple years ago. So they've been here before.
Yeah, they've got their route. That goes from 1 to 4, as well as kid games. What are involved in the kid games?
Well, and just real quick, the wagon tours are actually going to end at 3.
Oh,
so,
okay.
We thought it was at 4, and then we found out that they had to bump it back to 3. So 1 to 3 on that. But then there's kids games. Yeah, so we've got a group that's coming in, and they've been down to Coffeyville before. But they're doing historical vintage-type crafts with the kids.
Hmm.
So kind of like, you know, spinning the yarn or turning the butter or whatever, some old crafty stuff, but they're going to be doing all kinds of activities and games. Cessna's coming over with a mock-up plane for the kids to explore, and some other little games like that.
It was one of my favorite things as a kid, speaking of like museums or art, you know, galleries, things like that, just to go and press the buttons inside a cockpit of a plane. Yes. You know, it's so entertaining.
I love that stuff.
I get entertained now, and I'm 23, so...
I think even a couple of our vendors are going to be doing some crafts at their place. They're doing some little activities for the kids.
Cool.
So that'll be fun, too. Lots of kid activities. So that's perfect because you can bring the kids down during that time period, and then you can bring them over to the sitters, come back, sit down and enjoy the music the rest of the night. So
there you go.
That's kind of my plan. So
that's where Candy will be. So let's talk about kind of as we get into the evening time. Obviously, the music will be playing, but looks like for the first 800 residents, you're going to have your dinner paid for.
Yes, and actually, we underestimated. We probably will be able to feed a little bit more than that. Even.
Okay, good.
But we just wanted to be on the safe side. Depends on how big your sandwich is, but it is going to be pulled pork that is going to be slow cooked overnight. Josh Schmeekum with the fire department is doing that, and he does amazing. The firefighters do an amazing job with that. So pulled pork, Community National Bank is sponsoring it, so they're paying for all the food. You'll get your sandwich, your beans, chips, and a drink. And somebody said, now can you get that many people through the line in an hour? We gotcha. Cool. Well, first of all, it's going to be pretty easy. I mean, everything's going to be ready. You know, cafeteria style, two lines going through. So we'll be able to get everybody through the line, and then they'll be ready for the cake, which is at 5 o'clock.
There you go. And the cake, I'm really excited to see, is it in one piece right now for 800 people, or is it like segments?
Yeah, it's segments. It was going to be too hard. Now, during the 100th year, and I don't know if they had it for 800 people. They may have a smaller, but they had a big cake that was, you know, stacked.
Giant, yeah.
Gigantic. That was really hard to make and very expensive. And again, then hard to cut, too. So.
And the transport, too.
I mean,
you'd have to get a full-on box truck to bring that.
They've got a big centerpiece cake with the 150th logo and stuff on it. And then they'll have a ton of sheet cakes all around.
Nice.
So
just cut it and grab your slice and be on your way. So, and then also, when are you singing Happy Birthday?
So that'll be happening right at 5 o'clock. Haley Bagwell, our very own Haley, is going to get up there and lead the crowd. And again, I talked about this last week, but it's going to be exciting seeing several hundred people sing Happy Birthday. And we'll have to make sure we put in, you know, Happy Birthday Coffeyville in there when you're doing that. But she's going to lead the crowd on that, and then right after that, just go into songs for herself. So
yeah, so that'll be perfect. Yeah, because she's on stage from 5 to 6 from right there on.
Yeah.
So
right before that, though, right before the meal, actually, so before 4 o'clock, we've got the beard contest winners going to be announced.
Nice.
And the coloring contest winners for the kiddos. If you've seen those pictures, well, you guys have
some on
your
doors.
Yeah, we
got a handful on the door out there. I know Lieberts has got some on Pops even. I mean, they're all over the place.
They're all over town, yes. And the kids love it. They're all, like, trying to find their picture, but some very beautiful ones. So they're going to announce the contest winners for that as well. Probably at some point around then. I'm not sure, but they'll talk about the cornhole tournament winners as well.
I'm excited to see these beards, to be honest with you. I mean, some guys out there, it's a couple of days and they've got something good, and this has been months now. So
yeah,
this will be interesting.
Some of them are pretty good. Now there's a few of them that are. It's taken them every minute to try to get.
That's me. Going. That's me. It's like share the wealth, but at one point I'll probably be annoyed by it, so I'll wait off a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah. You know, some guys, I'll tell you what, it's like 2-3 days they have a full beard, mm-hmm. so I'm excited mm-hmm. to see what a couple of months can do.
Yeah,
for them.
Yeah.
And
so,
then, and then after that, it looks like from there, as the sun starts to set, the beverages start to come out.
Yeah, we'll have the beer garden. It'll be over in the commercial bank parking lot. We're going to have some tents set up and the area kind of marked off, and then you can come in and have a refreshment. Lannings is going to be hosting that for us so that we can have that, and that'll be going until 10 o'clock. That's when the band's supposed to finish now. Sometimes the bands get excited and
encore.
They keep trying to go. Yeah, yeah. But the beer will cut off at that time. So
there you go.
The beer has to be cut off at that point.
All right.
The other thing we have going on is some people haven't got their commemorative items, and they were asking about those. So we will be selling those that day. So if you wanted a 150th shirt or a hat, or there's a few coins left and a few other things, then you can come down that day. There'll be a table there with that information. And inside my bank, I will be selling ICs, at least for a portion of the afternoon. We don't have quite enough people. I can't be in five places at once. Yeah. So at some point, I have to close the office up. But early in the afternoon, we'll definitely have that open for people to come in and to grab an IC as well.